The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
All right, so I've asked Bob to come by.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
Today is the first day of spring.
It's the first day. That's right.
Longest winter ever, it seems.
Well, maybe it was. I don't know. I saw that first day of spring was 1 p.m., by the way.
1 p.m.
Yeah. You were still stuck in winter when you had lunch.
Oh, there we go. But yeah. Now it's
good.
Spring.
Yeah.
There we go.
You're all
now
right.
It's spring.
Yep.
I gotcha. I never understood how they determine that, because I'm sure up north there's a lot of places where there's snow everywhere.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of people not believing in spring today one bit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good, though. I had a nice day.
It's beautiful here in Florida.
It's hot outside. Good day to go to the McDill Air Force Base show.
Oh, that's right. The air show.
I think they need to juice that up a little bit, by the way.
What do you mean?
Well, have you gone a couple of times yourself when you were younger or whatever?
When I was younger, I have very faint memories.
Okay.
All I remember is the planes flying overhead in formation.
Well, I went one time. They had planes, like, coming down, like they were pretending like they were bombing and shit and everything like that. It was kind of cool, you know? But I was just thinking, like, with current events going on, wouldn't it be kind of cool if they had, like, you know, you ever see that stupid
like
Navy?
Fly into a building?
Well, I wouldn't quite think it of something
like
that.
I guess that's not that current, is it?
Yeah, that's a couple of years. But, you know, like, what the hell was I going to say?
Current events.
You, like, shocked.
Current events. You're saying something about current events.
Okay, current events. All right. So, like, you know, like, we're at war and all this kind of stuff. And
right.
Now, you ever seen that TV show? Not TV show, that commercial. The Navy clothes commercial where they got mad. Mannequins, like they're talking and shit.
You mean you the Old Navy commercial?
Old Navy, thank
okay,
you. Old Navy,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought
but
I was
it's
thinking
like
military.
You're supposed to think it's like all cool and shit that they got mannequins. I mean,
right,
it's
gotta
be the cheapest, stupidest ad going.
Sure, okay? Sure.
But hey, everybody out there knows what I'm talking about, so
right,
I guess they
right.
got their point across.
There you go.
Well, set some of them up like ragheads on the field, and you can have like a strifing.
Oh,
you
just
know, where they come in and just shoot the shit out.
Oh, there we go.
So everybody can, you know, really see what's really happening.
That's right. This is how
yeah,
we kill.
Get the feel,
this is how
know?
We kill. This
right.
is
so
killing.
You can bring like your little kid out there.
Yeah, say look.
Get one of those
look,
fancy boxes.
Look, son, this is war. This
right.
is killing.
And they'll be out there. Look, it's just like those girls in that commercial, you know, because they probably think they're real.
You can fill the mannequins up with like some kind of fake blood so
awesome.
That it oozes everywhere.
Right.
And then maybe up in the head part, you know, some gray matter, like brains.
You know what? Rent the binoculars for your kid.
There we go.
For that special event.
You know, I think that would be educational, really, because, you know, we are at war, and war is a reality of life.
Yeah, it's
Bob.
Not pretty.
It
and
is.
For other people who have hit the beer booth, you know, they just can sit there and go, damn.
Yeah,
just
like,
cool.
It's like watching a horror movie live.
Put some old
course.
Trucks out there, maybe.
There you go.
You know?
Blow them up. Blow them up. They got a lot of,
have a little
lot of space out there. Yeah.
But I didn't get to do that. I didn't get to go out there. I was painting today.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was
awesome.
Fun. It was hot.
Your life is just so exciting. I don't...
It's good.
I'm jealous, I have to say.
A lot of people, I think, are. You know, I've mastered boredom.
I've been sitting in front of this microphone all day.
You live here. That's why I'm here, to get you out.
There you go.
Get you out. Let's go do something. And,
so where are we going?
JF Kicks.
Let's go there. Let's go to JF Kicks.
We'll go there.
Have a good time.
Have something to eat and, you know, get you out of here.
There you go. Then, all right. Well, thanks for coming by, Bob.
I still want to see that strife thing go on. I could just see it now. There's still time because it's going on tomorrow.
There you go.
You know, you can get the kids together.
You could probably get them on the horn. They can pull it off, you know, in a couple hours.
Come on. They can rescue people from, like, burning buildings and stuff real quick
that's
like
right.
that. You
that's
know, nobody notifies the fire department. Hey, this building's going to be on fire, you know? No, they're ready.
Exactly.
I imagine they got real bullets they can put in those
You
planes.
Know what? I think, let's don't tell anyone. Let's you and me, we'll go set it up ourselves right now.
We could sneak out there
we'll
tonight.
Sneak onto the base. We'll set up the mannequins.
But you know what? Somebody from the government might come by and visit you now because you just said something like that.
Oh, that's true. Well, see, I'm not going to post this until tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah, because I have to put
but
all...
But then, Now we'll have people, like, going there in the morning, looking out at the airbase, going, hey, are there any mannequins out there? And if there is one, they'll think we did it.
Exactly.
Yep. That's what happens, man.
I like the way you think, Bob.
Well, you know, we got to mix it up a little bit. Get people excited.
Let's get it on.
All right, man. Let's go get a beer.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.